Today is the 23rd day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back. Welcome back around the global campfire. I'm Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today. With a grateful heart, we gather and together, one foot in front of the other, and we put that foot out in front of us and lean into it. Like, that's how you take steps forward, and that's what we'll do today. Another step forward on the grand journey that is leading us through this year and through the entire Bible together. We are currently working our way through the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament. We just began this epic short letter, but epic implications type letter called Ephesians yesterday, and so we'll continue that journey today. But first, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 17 to 43, verse 13. When the poor and needy are dying of thirst and cannot find water, I, the Lord God of Israel, will come to their rescue. I won't forget them. I will make rivers flow on mountain peaks. I will send streams to fill the valleys. Dry and barren land will flow with springs and become a lake. I will fill the desert with all kinds of trees, cedars, acacias, and myrtles, olive and cypress trees, fir trees, and pines. Everyone will see this and know that I, the Holy Lord God of Israel, created it all. I am the Lord, the King of Israel. Come, argue your case with me. Present your evidence. Come near me, you idols. Tell us about the past, and we will think about it. Tell us about the future so we will know what is going to happen. Prove that you are gods by making your predictions come true. Do something, good or evil, so we can be amazed and terrified. You idols are nothing, and you are powerless. To worship you would be disgusting. I, the Lord, appointed a ruler in the north. Now he comes from the east to honor my name. He tramples kings like mud, as potters trample clay. Did any of you idols predict what would happen? Did any of you get it right? None of you told about this or even spoke a word. I was the first to tell the people of Jerusalem, "Look, it's happening." I was the one who announced this good news to Zion. None of these idols are able to give advice or answer questions. They are nothing, and they can do nothing. They are merely a passing breeze. Here is my servant. I have made him strong. He is my chosen one. I am pleased with him. I have given him my spirit, and he will bring justice to the nations. He won't shout or yell or call out in the streets. He won't break off a bent reed or put out a dying flame. But he will make sure that justice is done. He won't quit or give up until he brings justice everywhere on earth. And people in foreign nations long for his teaching. I am the Lord God. I created the heavens. I can open tent above. I made the earth and everything that grows on it. I am the source of life for all who live on this earth. So listen to what I say. I chose you to bring justice, and I am here at your side. I selected you and sent you to bring light and my promise of hope to the nations. You will give sight to the blind. You will set prisoners free from dark dungeons. My name is the Lord. I won't let idols or humans share my glory and praise. Everything has happened just as I said it would. Now I will announce what will happen next. Tell the whole world to sing a new song to the Lord. Tell those who sail the ocean and those who live far away to join in the praise. Tell the tribes of the desert and everyone in the mountains to celebrate and sing. Let them announce His praises everywhere. The Lord is marching out like an angry soldier, shouting with all His might while attacking His enemies. For a long time, I, the Lord, have held my temper. Now I will cry out and groan like a woman giving birth. I will destroy the mountains and what grows on them. I will dry up rivers and ponds. I will lead the blind on roads they have never known. I will guide them on paths they have never traveled. Their road is dark and rough, but I will give lights to keep them from stumbling. This is my solemn promise. Everyone who worships idols as though they were gods will be terribly ashamed. You people are deaf and blind, but the Lord commands you to listen and to see. No one is as blind or deaf as His messenger, His chosen servant, who sees and hears so much but pays no attention. The Lord always does right, and so He wanted His law to be greatly praised. But His people were trapped and imprisoned in holes with no one to rescue them. All they owned had been taken, and no one was willing to give it back. Why won't His people ever learn to listen? Israel sinned and refused to obey the Lord or follow His instructions. So the Lord let us be robbed of everything we owned. He was furious with us and punished our nation with the fires of war. Still, we paid no attention. We didn't even care when we were surrounded and scorched by flames. Descendants of Jacob, I, the Lord, created you and formed your nation. Israel, don't be afraid. I have rescued you. I have called you by name. Now you belong to me. When you cross deep rivers, I will be with you, and you won't drown. When you walk through fire, you won't be burned or scorched by the flames. I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, the God who saves you. I gave up Egypt, Ethiopia, and the region of Seba in exchange for you. To me, you are very dear, and I love you. That's why I gave up nations and people to rescue you. Don't be afraid. I am with you. From both east and west, I will bring you together. I will say to the north and to the south, free my sons and daughters. Let them return from distant lands. They are my people. I created each of them to bring honor to me. The Lord said, bring my people together. They have eyes and ears, but they can't see or hear. Tell everyone of every nation to gather around. None of them can honestly say, we told you so. If someone heard them say this, then tell us about it now. My people, you are my witnesses and my chosen servant. I want you to know me, to trust me, and understand that I alone am God. I have always been God. There can be no others. I alone am the Lord. Only I can rescue you. I promised to save you, and I kept my promise. You are my witnesses that no other God did this. I, the Lord, have spoken. I am God now and forever. No one can snatch you from me or stand in my way. Ephesians 2. In the past, you were dead because you sinned and fought against God. You followed the ways of this world and obeyed the devil. He rules the world, and his spirit has power over everyone who doesn't obey God. Once, we were also ruled by the selfish desires of our bodies and minds. We had made God angry, and we were going to be punished like everyone else. But God was merciful. We were dead because of our sins. But God loved us so much, he made us alive with Christ. And God's gift of undeserved grace is what saves you. God raised us from death to life with Christ Jesus. And he has given us a place beside Christ in heaven. God did this so in the future world, he could show how truly good and kind he is to us because of what Christ Jesus has done. You were saved by faith in God, who treats us much better than we deserve. This is God's gift to you, and not anything you have done on your own. It isn't something you have earned, so there is nothing you can brag about. God planned for us to do good things and to live as he has always wanted us to live. This is why he sent Christ to make us what we are. Don't forget that you are Gentiles. In fact, you used to be called uncircumcised by those who take pride in being circumcised. At that time, you did not know about Christ. You were foreigners to the people of Israel, and you had no part in the promises God had made to them. You were living in this world without hope and without God, and you were far from God. But Christ offered his life's blood as a sacrifice and brought you near God. Christ has made peace between Jews and Gentiles, and he has united us by breaking down the wall of hatred that separated us. Christ gave his own body to destroy the law of Moses with all its rules and commands. He even brought Jews and Gentiles together as though we were only one person. And he united us in peace. On the cross, Christ did away with our hatred for each other. He also made peace between us and God by uniting Jews and Gentiles in one body. Christ came and preached peace to you Gentiles who were far from God, and peace to us Jews who were near God. And because of Christ, all of us can come to the Father by the same Spirit. You Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens with everyone else who belongs to the family of God. You are like a building with the apostles and prophets as the foundation and with Christ as the most important stone. Christ is the one who holds the building together and makes it grow into a holy temple for the Lord. And you are part of that building Christ has built as a place for God's own Spirit to live. Psalm 67. A psalm and a song for the music leader. Use with stringed instruments. Tell the nations to praise God. Our God, be kind and bless us. Be pleased and smile. Then everyone on earth will learn to follow you, and all nations will see your power to save us. Make everyone praise you and shout your praises. Let the nations celebrate with joyful songs, because you judge fairly and guide all nations. Make everyone praise you, God, and shout your praises. Our God has blessed the earth with a wonderful harvest. Pray for his blessings to continue and for everyone on earth to worship our God. Proverbs 23:29-35. Who is always in trouble? Who argues and fights? Who has cuts and bruises? Whose eyes are red? Everyone who stays up late, having just one more drink. Don't even look at that colorful stuff bubbling up in the glass. It goes down so easily, but later it bites like a poisonous snake. You will see weird things, and your mind will play tricks on you. You will feel tossed about like someone trying to sleep on a ship in a storm. You will be bruised all over without even remembering how it all happened. And you will lie awake asking, "When will morning come so I can drink some more?" Okay, have you ever been to like a place, geographically, a place that you went to intentionally or that you stumbled upon and the beauty overwhelmed you? Like the vista was like, this can't be real. There are places that I've been, like Yellowstone here in the United States, or Yosemite here in the United States, or among the redwoods, or in the deserts, or I mean, there's many, many places, stark places, even in Israel in the wilderness, or the Galilee. There are vistas that are like, this is so, like, it's picture perfect, I guess that's how we would call it. It's pristine and perfect, and you really have to slow down and take it in for a minute. And often we're just like too busy and too fast and we want to go to the next thing, but to really, really capture in your mind the breadth and scope of what you're looking at, you got to slow down because it's too much to take in all at once. And that is how Ephesians, this letter, kind of goes to me. Like we're driving along and there's this pull off and we get off just for a second just to look at the view, and it's like, wow, this is too much to take in at once, because it lets us see why the gospel is such good news. Instead of just saying it's good news, this is why. So we keep driving through this and seeing all these vistas that are almost too much to take in. So today we read, God saved you by his grace, his undeserved mercy, when you believed. And you can't take credit for it. It's a gift from God. Salvation isn't a reward for the good things you've done. So none of us can boast about salvation. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us new in Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us to do long ago. Those sound like foundational kind of truths, but slow down and look at the entire vista, right? Like take it all in for a second. The vastness of what is being said here is more than a theological concept. If this is true, then our salvation is not something that has anything to do with our good behavior. Not that our good behavior doesn't matter, but it's an outflow. There is no way we could earn it. It's a gift. and it can only be received through faith. And faith, like in this case, is truly, authentically, deeply trusting in and believing that it's the truth. That shifts the whole paradigm. We did not choose God. God chose us personally. God drew near. And we sensed that and we reached out and he reached back, and it was a gift that he was giving, the gift of salvation. And it cannot be taken away. Like we can throw it away. We can reject it, but it cannot be stolen away. And since we can't earn it, we don't have anything to boast about. All we can be is humble. Humble that we received this gift of eternal life. Eternal life, that should bring awe. Because we do not deserve, nor could we ever earn, this kind of kindness. The Almighty knows who we are and came to rescue us. Take that in. That is almost too good to be true. It's so good that it takes a minute. But the more we drink in the vista, look around at the nuances, look at this entire view, the more we see and the more we understand how it touches everything, how it should shift everything, this gift. And the more we see, the more our lives have context. We can see that our lives are made for more than what we're usually filling our lives with. God has made masterpieces out of us. Is there any way for that to even feel true? Right? Like, that's a thing to look at and take in completely and fully. Because it usually feels like we're anything but that. And if we think, that is not true of me. Paul told us that God created us new, which means God made us new again, renewed us, so that we can do the good things he planned. He renewed us and made us a masterpiece, new. And remember, it's not about our good behavior. That does not earn our salvation. God didn't offer us a free gift and then say, here's how to earn it. Our good works are an outflow of being a masterpiece made new by God and being in love with Jesus. And God planned for this long ago. He planned these things for our grand adventure of life. That is a vista to take in. Do you even believe it? Do I even believe it? Which is why we slow down and really contemplate the implications. Because that is quite a panorama. God knows who we are. And we are supposed to be here. And we're not supposed to be filling our lives with trash. We're here to enjoy his presence. And through our lives, inviting others to receive a free gift that changes everything for them. If that is the truth of the gospel, then that's how we're supposed to be looking at ourselves and how we're supposed to be looking at everybody in the world. It's the Holy Spirit. We invite you fully in. We say those words to alert ourselves, to make ourselves shake ourselves awake and allow the reality to come sweeping in. We did not seek you out. You sought us out. and brought a free gift. And all we have to do is believe and trust and allow ourselves to be made new into a masterpiece. All things have passed away. We are made new again. Help us to believe that. Help our faith to increase so that we believe that. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are our home base. So, where to get connected? Be connected to what's going on around here. And so check it out. Check out the community section. That's where to get connected. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there for the journey that we are on, including the new Breathing Prayer book. We are overjoyed at such widespread enthusiasm and acceptance. So grateful for that. The 20th anniversary reserve of the Wind Farm Southern Pecan Coffee is available there, as well as a lot of other resources. So check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Thank you so deeply for all of these years, day after day, step by step, together, that we've been walking together through the scriptures. And that could have never happened if we were not in this together. And so thank you for your continued partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I'm Brian. I love you, and I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This is Resting in God's Shadow. I just heard a prayer. I'm a little behind, but I just heard a prayer from a lady. I think she said she was calling from Texas. Sorry if I didn't catch your name, but the situation is that her husband just got laid off, and they are downsizing to save money so she can stay home with her child and stay close to family. They've sold their home, and they're trying to move, and he just got laid off. And obviously, she's pretty scared. I mean, that's a situation. But Heavenly Father, we come to you, and we know nothing is too big for you. Not only is nothing too big for you, but you are sovereign. You saw this. You are in control. This didn't surprise you. You knew this was coming. So, Father, I pray that you give them just your peace that truly does cover them and saturates them from the inside out, Heavenly Father, that they are able to take this opportunity and bring it to you, bring every stress, every fear, every anxiety, every concern, every angst, and sit at your feet with it, Heavenly Father. Just lay it down at your feet, knowing that you have it. We know that difficulties, trials, and tribulations, they're scary and they're hard in the moment, but we know that you use them for your glory. You use them to grow us and mature us, to bring us into a deeper dependency and a deeper trust in you, Father. So I pray that in this time and in this situation, they seek your face like their life depends on it, knowing that you are growing them, you are stretching them, that you are there, they can depend on you, Father. I pray that you bless them financially. I pray that you give them a knowledge, that a wisdom and discernment, that you are closing a door on purpose so you can open a much more beautiful door, a much better situation for them that truly will grow them and glorify you. It is in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hello, my wonderful DAB family. This is Rosie, aka Great to Be Free in Jesus. I called a couple of months ago and asked you to pray for my daughter-in-law's aunt, Angie Walker, and I appreciate all your prayers. She went home to be with the Lord a couple of days ago, and I just wanted to let you guys know that she is completely healed now because she's with Jesus. And I so much appreciate your prayers, and my daughter-in-law told me to tell you guys thank you. She really appreciated it too, and ask you to continue praying for my daughter-in-law and her aunt's family to help them through this difficult time. And I love you, my wonderful DAB family. God bless you. Bye.
Hello, this is Jen N. Min. That's short for Virginia in Minnesota. And I go by Jen N. Min. And I've come on before with my husband, David, who suffered a stroke back in November of 2021 and is fully in a blessed healing time. And so we are really thankful. We just listened to the Friday, September 19th, podcast, and this one gal came on and she talked about her duodenum and that there was a mass but now there's no mass, and that she had posted on our prayer line, and that she was so confident. She knew that it was God who healed her, who heard her prayer and healed her. And I'm just rejoicing with you, sister. Thank you for coming on and saying that. That was encouragement to my soul. And I also want to shout out to the tech team behind the editing and the posting of all these prayers. I know that's no small feat. I know we have 3 hours, sometimes 4 hours of prayers on the prayer wall, and you have the task of determining what gets aired and what doesn't. And I just want to say thank you, brothers and sisters, for your knowledge and for your faithfulness to producing a quality product. I love this podcast, and I love being with everybody here and hearing how everyone is growing, both the failures as well. So I thank God for all of that. This is Jen N. Min signing off for now. Bye-bye.
Good morning, DAB. This is Glad to Be in NC. Yesterday, the 19th, his little songbird came on from Canada praying for a friend that has cancer in the brain, and such a sad situation that he had given up. And the family, I believe, wasn't even going to see him. I just have to say that it kind of hit me. I hadn't called in. I've been going through so much in the last month, but my sister has cancer of the lung, which has metastasized to the spleen and the liver, and also the brain. So we were getting ready to start treatment, and she had a stroke, and she is now paralyzed on her right side, and she cannot speak. So to God be the glory for anyone who's going through this type of, it's not a tragedy, it's just what our life is. This is what happens in life, and we have to be strong. So I'm going to pray for little songbird's friend, that someone comes to him and he will be able to see Jesus and accept the Lord. And pray for my sister, because the doctors have said cancer treatments are new almost every week and things can be done. So to any of you out there that are dealing with any type of cancer, know that God is the answer, but there is a possibility of a treatment that you can be healed, all in remission. I pray that you remain in remission. Have a great day, everyone. And let's all continue to pray for everyone, anyone who is battling the seriousness of cancer.
Morning, DAB. This is Joyful in Virginia. And I was just calling for Brian of Huber Horts, Heights. I just heard your prayer on the 19th of September. I think you called on the 15th. And I just got a real sense, and I might have said this to you before, I feel like God keeps telling me this, but I feel like you just need to totally leave this at God's feet. Leave your son, trust that God can take care of him. You don't know what it is that will break your son from doing the drugs and getting help for his mental illness. And maybe God has a plan. And we as parents don't want to get in the way. I had to do this with my niece. And God is moving. I can see. But I just have to trust that he knows what he's doing. So, Lord, I just lift up Mitchell. I pray that he doesn't have to be homeless because of the place he lives, and you know what he really, really needs. So I pray that you would just calm this father's heart, and that he can totally trust you, know what's best, and that he doesn't have to worry that it's a choice he has to do. That you would just bring your healing and your home and protection around Mitchell. We just pray that you would break through in him. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Love you all. And Brian, I'll keep praying for you.
Hello, dear B family. This is Michael from London. Today is September the 20th, but I want to go back to September the 18th. I'm a couple of days behind. And I just want to thank Brian so much for his brilliant exposition of Galatians 3 and 4, a reminder that the Bible is used to point us to Christ, to point us to God, and a reminder that we're all heirs of Christ, heirs of God. So I just want to thank him for that, and I pray that all of us will just take on board very carefully what Brian was saying, that in his days of dogma and his days of rhetoric, that we remember that we are Christ and we use the Bible to point us to him, rather than looking at individuals or philosophies and so on. It's all about Christ. I just want to pray quickly for all of us. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord God, for this community. I thank you for the DAB. Thank you for Brian and Jill Harden, Lord God, and their family, and the people who are doing the technical things behind the scenes, including developing the app. I pray, Father, that as we ponder on Galatians, and particularly chapters 3 and 4, that we remember, Lord God, that we are heirs of yours, that, Lord, that we were under the law, but we're no longer under the law, but we're now under Christ because we have faith in him, justification in faith through Christ. So I thank you, Lord God, for that wonderful reminder. Thank you, Lord God, for Brian and how he broke down your word so beautifully. And I pray, Lord God, that we will ponder it, that, Lord, we will honour the Harden family in our prayers, Lord God, for all the work they've done over the last 20 years and will continue to do. And I pray for every single DAB member today, Lord God, whatever they are going through. I pray that, Lord, they will look to you first, the author and finisher of their faith, and that, Lord, you will bless them mightily. I ask it in your wonderful, precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen.